here for our pro winners. We've got, of course, Andy Trebold and Steve Lajoie. This is now the seventh victory together at the General Clinton Canoe Regatta. The time, 6 hours, 36 minutes, 55 seconds, 19 seconds off the time, the record. And I wanted to ask you, Andy, at any point did that matter to you, or is it just about winning?
It's definitely about winning the race. You know, it crosses your mind a little bit, you know, but for the most part, it's, you know, it feels good out there just being in the lead and winning the race. It's just, you know, I don't think about it too much, just at the end, how much you missed it by.
Well, you know, you guys are just great paddlers together, and Steve, I wanted to ask, you know, what's it like, I've asked you this before, but what's it like paddling with Andy, and why do you think you both are so successful?
Well, just about probably having the same technique, and it's easy to paddle when Andy is the best guy out there, so you just have to sit there, like I said before, and be in good shape. That's it, you know.
What's it like, Andy, to win this particular race? You know, one of the biggies and all. Is this a race very meaningful to you?
Well, yeah, this is, you know, a Triple Crown race, so it means just as much as any of the others. You know, it's a hard race, you know. I mean, fun, you know, it's always different. Like, this year's high water, last year was low, you know. So, yeah, this one's a lot of fun.
How was the race with the high water and with the different look?
It's nice just because of a shorter time, but for the most part, you know, I like the shallower water better. You know, I would prefer, you know, somewhere right around 7.5 hours.
When I talked to your dad earlier, he did the four-man canoe, as you know, and I asked him, I said, you know, what makes Andy so good? And one of the things he said was, you know, that you started so early, and he talked about the little paddle he got you when you were so young and all. And then he said, well, he's finally listening to his father.
Oh, I've listened to him for quite a while, but yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, between my dad and my uncle Bruce also, you know, with two of the best teachers you can have, and it definitely makes a difference.
Now, Steve, you paddle up in Quebec, I'm sure, at many races there and all, and you paddle with other guys. Who else is comes even close to paddling with Andy?
You know, it's all different. You can't really compare, but they're all the top guys, you know, like I paddle with Mathieu Pellerin, got second with Guillaume. I paddle both of them. They're really good. I mean, it's just sometimes you might not be as fast as for something, but you'll be faster for some other things. So, I mean, it's all those good guys usually are real good to go with. It's just different. It's not, you know, yeah.
When did you start paddling?
When?
Yeah, eight.
I started racing at 14, but I've been paddling all my life, it seems like, you know. I like, you know, seeing the canoe go by on the river, and I'd go paddling in a C2 or, you know, so 14 for the racing, yeah.
Who first took you out and took you into races?
Oh, same as Andy. He's my dad. My dad's from Shawinigan, so he did many years of La Classique there. And so we started racing together for a few years, and then I got partners and, you know, Things went good for me after that, and my brother too. So,
well, Andy, I wanted to ask you. You are now you have the second most finishes of the General Clinton with 9. You passed Claude Corbin, a great paddler in his own right, and you are now on the way to maybe being the top Clinton paddler if you come back every year. Is the plan to continue to do this?
I mean, for now, yeah. I mean, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen next year, but, you know, this is what we do. This is what we like. So, of course, the plan is to come back. So,
now, what about pit crews? I mean, it's so important for you guys based on the fact that you have, an important race and in a pro race here at the Clinton. Who do you use for a pit crew, and is it the same every year?
It's usually either, know, my parents are Steve's parents, so, and, you know, occasionally the, you know, my wife or Steve's wife, but, yeah, they have a lot of experience pitting, so, you know, there's no worries or nothing to worry about when it comes to the pit crews.
Okay, and in regards to canoe racing, is that basically going to be something you're going to do for the rest of your life? What else do you do? You're a farmer otherwise?
No, not anymore. I work manufacturing OSB, you know, but, you know, I'm right now planning on canoeing. You know, it'll always be a part of my life, I'm sure. You know, how long I'll be, you know, competitive or what, I'm not sure, but of course I'll always be around it.
We have Andy's kids here, as well as Steve's son, and what gorgeous children, what pretty hair you have. What is your name?
Nico.
She's Nico. And what is your name?
Owen.
And Owen and Nico, have you been in the canoe yet?
Yeah.
Do you paddle with Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Does he teach you a lot?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like? Who else do you like paddling with? You paddle with your grandpa?
No.
No? Not yet? No. Are you going to get old enough to teach your dad a few things about canoeing?
Yeah.
And Nico, do you like paddling?
Yeah.
You do? And do you go out with Daddy?
Yeah.
Okay, cute kids. And now, unfortunately, Steve's son does not speak English, but if you ask him to tell us his name, we'll put him on the radio.
Arno.
What is his name?
Arno.
Arno. And do you paddle with Daddy? Does he paddle?
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Does he have...
He loves paddling, yeah. We go pretty often. He really loves to go paddling for a long time, so I have to tell him we go back. It's too long now, you know. We need to keep going forever, it seems like, yeah.
Great. Well, I think we might have some future great paddlers I hope to see here at the Clinton in years to come. And you two are just an amazing team. It's great to watch you. It's exciting to watch you, and I wish you the best in future races. Do you think you're going to stick together for quite a while?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I don't want to race with anybody else, so.
That's quite a compliment, Steve.
Yeah, well, it's the same for me, so we'll have to see. And you never know what's going to happen, but for now, I think we should just keep going, you know.
Pro winners, Andy Trebold, Steve Lajoie, and this is their seventh win together. Andy's ninth win overall, and it looks like we have many more to come from this duo, and I'm sure all the other big races too better watch out, because they're still doing their thing together. And it was great to have you both back here again. Thanks for being so gracious and coming so quickly.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, Andy and Steve, I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO 2013 Canoe Regatta coverage.
All right, thank you, Craig. Our extensive Canoe Regatta coverage is brought to you by Country Computers and Publishing.